find me once again, just who I am, because I need to know.
Bless you, Father. Bless you.
To you and listen to the word preached, Lord. I pray you bless Brother Eric, Lord. Help him get over, Lord, his dizziness, dear Lord, and the problems, Lord, he's faced with, and Lord, and all the ones, Father, Lord, who's not able to make it here today, dear Lord. I pray, Lord, you bless them, be with them, and bless this money, dear Lord, we're fixing to take up, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Thank you, Abby. Amen. I know all about that dizziness. I'll tell you what, ain't been too long ago, I couldn't walk through a door. Dizzy and a cat. And I would be praying, Brother Eric. I tell you, it ain't no fun. Wasn't nothing I could do about it. What really bothered me was I was falling to the left. I'm going to be dizzy. Let me fall to the right. I was falling to the left. I'm telling you, I couldn't keep from falling. Alicia showed me where she got her ears pierced. And I'll tell you what, they look good. Amen.
Amen.
And I ain't got a better problem with Alicia getting her ears pierced or even with Abby or with Serenity or Leroy. But don't come in here, Chase, and don't come in here, Toby, and don't come in here, Thomas. With your ears pierced, I just assume you leave them like mine. Just leave them like they are. Amen. I don't have a bit of problem. My wife got her ears pierced. I love them. And I think every woman, if they want to, or to have their ears pierced, I don't think no boy is going to. Amen. You might disagree with that, but I couldn't put you down if you did. You read the Bible, all kind of had ears pierced, but old Brother Eddie don't have his. Amen. But I enjoyed that swinging. That was good.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Swing low, sweet chariot. Lucy sung there, and then our sister Rita sung that song, I Believe.
Amen.
And I tell you, I'm glad for the day I believed. I believed in the Lord, but I hadn't believed on the Lord. When I believed on Him, I believed on Him for my forgiveness, for my salvation, for my safety, you name it. I believed on Him for everything. Amen.
Amen.
And we got Vacation Bible School coming up this week. And I'm not sure what night I'm going to come. Rita said, well, she wanted me to come one night and speak to the kids. I'll get with her on that. Probably guessing maybe Wednesday night or something like that. But we just want to try to convey to these young hearts how important God needs to be in their life. We will share a few things there that I think are monumental things, you know, that go a long way. I mean, the Bible tells us about that first commandment with promise. There in Ephesians chapter 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is the first commandment with promise, that your days may be long upon the earth. God wants children to be obedient. I wasn't obedient, but Mom and Dad got that out of me. Man, I'm not kidding you, buddy. I thank God for the padding on my behind. My legs was fast, but they wasn't fast enough. I still remember that weeping willow switch. Boy, Mama wore me out. I got in line. You can say what you want to about it. Molded my character. Amen. I had a little problem with back talking. I had a little problem, you know, I thought I was right and they was wrong. And they got all that straightened up, I'm telling you. Wasn't too long, I was walking the line. Amen. Johnny Cash wrote a song, I walked the line. Well, I walked the line there in our home. Amen. We had a good Sunday school lesson this morning, and I thank God for it. Donnie done a good job reading. And the Lord bless the teaching of Psalm chapter number 33. I'm looking forward to Psalm chapter 34.
Amen.
Some of my favorite verses are in Psalm chapter 34. Amen. We'll be taking our text this morning out of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. We're going to preach this morning on the exclusives of heaven. I still want to preach that message, but it just seemed like, you know, the Lord had the preeminence in the thought here, and I couldn't shake it, so I want to go whatever the Lord wants. Amen. This might be good. Get us started in the right direction on a Vacation Bible School. Heck, I don't know. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Will it help, Brother Eddie, if he's in Ecclesiastes to Proverbs? Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Well, we'll just read that first verse. I'll kind of preach this expository, which means I'll be expounding upon the verses in this message. We'll read verse 1 for our text verse. It says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. We'll stop our reading right there. We're preaching today on remembering your Creator. Pray with me. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to stand where we're standing today. We thank you for the beautiful day you've given us. We thank you, Father, for these that are before us, those that are listening by way of the live stream, those that are listening by way of the internet website. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, as a little church, Lord, to be able to lengthen our tent stakes, get the word as far as we can get it. Help us, Lord, even as a little church, to do as much as we can. While we can, we see that door closing, Lord. Lord, we just want to somehow, Lord, reach all that we can while we can. Help us bless our efforts, Lord. May they be blessed of the Lord. We pray for Brother Eric, Lord, that Lord had to go home. He was feeling dizzy, Lord. Lord, we know, Lord, that in You we live and move and have our being. Help Brother Eric, Lord. We pray for Sister Judy, Sister Geraldine. Lord, both of them, Lord, struggling health-wise. We pray for Brenda. Lord, they mentioned she was going to have some surgery. Lord, on her hip and maybe on her back. Sister Tammy, going to have some, surgery on her neck, extensive surgery. We pray, Lord Father, for James and Patty that would be here, Lord, we know if they could. Pray for them. Pray for their daughter, Marilyn. Pray for Jarvis. Pray for Rick. Lord, it's good to see Larry and Carol here. Pray Your blessings on them, Lord. Lord, we pray for our Lord, Sister Joanne. Lord, we pray for Sister Phyllis. Brother Mitchell said, Lord, she's still not feeling well. But we know she's home. That's a blessing. Lord, we pray for all Your children, Lord. Lord, Mark and Kay. We're praying earnestly, Lord, You'd ease the pain. Brother Mark's back and give him some relief. Lord, we know You can. And I'm praying You will. And I pray for Kay. You'll help her with her decline in health, Lord. I pray for her sister, Cheryl. I pray for Derek. I pray for Lily, Lake, and River. And I pray for Mark's two sisters, Patty and Bonnie. Bonnie's here, Lord. We pray for Denise and Kevin. We pray for Tyler, Dan, and Brian, and Reba, and Brenda. Lord, You bless all Your children, Lord. Help, Lord, I pray. We know, Lord, that You're sitting on the throne right now. Oh, Lord. All You have to do is speak the word. It'll be done. We had in Sunday school, Lord, You spake and it stood fast. Oh, my. How humbling, Lord, it is to know that, Lord, You're thinking upon us. David said, I'm poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Lord, to know that Your thoughts concerning us, they're good, not evil, to give us an expectancy. And thank You, Lord, for the thoughts You have towards us. Bless the preaching of Your word. Help our country, Father. I'm a little concerned about the violence. Oh, Lord, the president got shot. Lord, people were fatally wounded, including the shooter. Lord, we're concerned about that. Lord, it don't add up. There's more to it. We know that. We're concerned about that. And look into it, Lord, I pray. And I know You'll do what's right. And Lord, we ask Your blessings on this year. Help us, Lord, to be ready at Your meeting. We know You're coming. And it'll be pretty much ready or not. Here I come. We used to play that hide-and-go-seek game, Lord. And that's about where it'll be when You show up. Bible says the day of the Lord will come. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we know, Lord, dear God, we've made preparation against that day. In Jesus' name we ask these favors. Amen. Amen. Remembering Your Creator. Oh, we've come down to an age where they're trying to remove the substance of God, our Creator. They don't want, you know, in Romans chapter 1, said they don't like have God. They don't like keep God in their remembrance. They don't like retain God in their knowledge. They're trying to erase Him from the school, from the churches. They're trying to erase Him from the political leadership. You know, like I said, we got Vacation Bible School this week, and thank God for it. Here it's mentioned in this verse, in the days of thy youth, remember thy Creator. And just so you'll know how things kind of go, our previous governor, Matt Bevin, signed a House Bill number 128, which allowed the public schools in Kentucky to teach the Bible in the classrooms of Kentucky. Amen. Of course, right behind him, he was defeated November the 5th, 2019. And the reason Matt Bevin was defeated probably was voter fraud. Because I know I voted as hard as I could and I summoned all I could to vote. But Andy Beshear ended up getting the election, and he issued a statement that the Ten Commandments must be removed from the state of Kentucky classrooms. I mean, you reap what you sow.
Right.
So if you want children to remember their Creator, you got to do your part. Brother Patrick, bless his heart, he's up here monitoring the recording right now. They don't like these kind of messages. We've got what's called censorship now. We've got, you know, what they call, you know, eavesdropping now. I've seen where Elon Musk is going to put out a cell phone that you can use and nobody can eavesdrop on you. Boy, that'll sell good. That you won't get one single spam call. I'll take one today. I don't care how much it is. There's just so much censorship going on today. There's so much what they call disinformation. Here's disinformation simplified. Genesis chapter 3, where the serpent told Eve, "Yea, thou God saith." That's disinformation. He said, "For God doeth know that the day you eat thereof, you'll be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil." And the Bible said Eve saw that tree as something to be desired, to make one wise. She eat of it, gave her husband, he did eat, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew they was naked, and they started sowing. They started the first sowing factory.
Yeah.
They started sowing fig leaves together and made themselves, hey, that worked pretty good. Mm-hmm. You see, religion works great till God shows up.
Right.
God showed up, Brother Mitchell, mm-hmm. in the cool of the day.
Amen.
And Adam and Eve done something they had never done before.
Right.
They hid from the presence of God. You see, that's what religion is. Oh, it's great till God shows up. I feel sorry for these people that are religiously lost. You know, if I was going to go to hell, I'd rather go with my bar stool.
Amen.
I bought some airheads off of a guy a while back, and I noticed laying there on his bed was a crack pipe. I'd never seen one before. It bothered me. Bothered me real bad. I wish I hadn't seen it. I'd just soon seen a copperhead coil up there.
Right.
If I was going to go to hell,
amen,
I'd rather go with cocaine, heroin. I'd rather go from alcohol, drugs, morphine, gunshot, than go from a church. Man, if you're going to go to hell, don't go to hell from a church pew.
That's right.
I mean, when Jesus said there in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, when he said, "Lord, have we not preached in your name? Have we not cast out devils in your name? Have we not done many mighty works in your name?" He said, "I never knew you apart from you." You see, the foundation of God stands sure. For the Lord knoweth them that are His. He knows me. He paid $1 for me. I wouldn't have done it, but He did. It's what He died for.
Yeah.
For the joy that was set before Him, Brother Donnie.
Yes.
He endured the cross, the spies and the shame. He said it's worth it. It's worth it. Whew. You know what? Tore this arm all the pieces the other day working on a washing machine. I knew it was going to tear my arm all the pieces. I bleed all over the place. Trying to put a drainage pump in a Bosch washing machine. There wasn't enough room there to cuss a cat. And you know, somebody with little hands could have done it, these big old hands. I finally got that hand in there and finally got that thing turned where I could hook that plug in, that one hose back there in the back up. And then down and out and hooked that front hose, and I'm bleeding all over the place. I pushed that button, and it worked like a brand new car. It was worth it. And I thought about Calvary.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. It was worth it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's why He went through the sufferings. He went through.
Right. Yeah.
He went through that cross. So He said, "You go in peace. Mm-hmm. Your sins are forgiven."
Thank you, Lord.
It's worth it.
Amen.
Well, I've had the peace of God now 36 years. Can't go to Walmart, can't get it off Amazon. You can't go to neighbors and say, "Can I borrow a cup of peace?" He said, "My peace I give unto you, sir." I've had that peace. I'm talking about peace that passes understanding. I can't even understand myself, eh?
Amen.
But He said it's worth it. Those nails they drove in His hands, He didn't mind it. Yeah. They crowned, they shoved down his lovely brow. He said, it's worthy. They beat his back, they spit in his face, they plucked the hair out of his face.
Right.
He said, it's worth it. But
bless
Jerry,
him, Lord, bless
him. He said, it's worth it. Just be able to tell Jerry, one day he's going to get where he's going, boy.
Mm-hmm.
One day he's going to walk that grandpa and go keep self for self. Amen.
Amen.
Worth it. Amen. I don't know how I got off on that. But I want to touch on the fact these kids, these young kids, somebody needs to steer them in the right direction. Get them steps going in the right direction like a compass. Point them towards Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Bless him.
Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. You know, I can remember being young, Sarah. I can remember having a ball just playing with a box.
Right.
A hill of dirt and a junky car just playing and if you had something to dig dirt, oh boy, all day long. And it wasn't too long. Nah, I don't want that. Nah. In a while, in my youth, remember that Creator. I wish God was in our home when I was growing up. And I did go to Vacation Bible School. My aunt took me. I got some exposure. We went to the First Church of Nazarene. It wasn't quite what this church is. It wasn't fundamental, but it was full of God-fearing, God-loving people. They just didn't know the Bible, didn't know much doctrine or nothing like that. But, you know, they took me. They sang the right songs. I still remember that preacher up there. You know, he preached that day. He said, won't you come? Won't you come? I went up there. I didn't know why. I really didn't. I knelt down there, and I thought, now what? He didn't get down there and say, what'd you come for? He didn't say, you know, what you need or anything? I mean, they just sat there watching me. I'm down there thinking, okay, I came, now what? They just didn't know. They didn't know. I've been in churches that are like that. They don't want nobody going up there.
Yeah.
I visited one not too far from my house. My neighbor invited me to go. Brother Melry Kidd said, won't you go to revival? And I said, I will. I knew the preacher. I went to school with him. I known him for all my life. He done a good job preaching. But when they gave the invitation, an elderly lady with a bottle of oxygen and hoses on her neck, dragging that bottle of oxygen, went to the altar saying, somebody help me! Somebody help me! I'm going to hell! Somebody help me! And I got up and they tackled me.
Yeah.
That preacher said, I can't go to church like that.
No.
You need some help, I'll help you. I've been saved. I know what it's all about. I've been lost. I've been saved. I know my Bible. I know the one that gave it. Psalm 68, verse 11. The Lord gave the word. It was the company of those that published it. I know my Bible. I know the Lord. I know salvation. I know what it's like to be drunk. I know what it's like to be saved. I wish I could go through it again. But there's some people don't know. They're going to churches and they're not getting no better. Then I'm going to go to church. I'm going to get better. I want to know something. I mean, they wouldn't do nothing. And I tried to. No kidding. They tackled me.
Amen.
They took me down to the floor. And I said, somebody help her. I can name that preacher. I won't do it out of respect. I like it. Man, I ain't getting nowhere in this message. I've got a bunch to go here. Remember now thy Creator days of thy youth. Look back in the last chapter. Last chapter. Verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. Here we are. You know, my youth's gone. Brother Donnie's talking about his shoulder. And yesterday I was working on a lawnmower. And I noticed this morning I couldn't even shave. Well, I don't know what you call it, burst out, it's just getting old, whatever. But I took some of that Advil. Yes, sir, I'll take a pill when you're hurting bad enough. I'll take one. I have to admit, it didn't work, but I took one anyway, man. But this old shoulder here, I'm thank God for my left hand. Hey, I'm driving that car with that left hand. I'm drinking my coffee with my left hand, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And good things is gone. Rejoice, O young man of thy youth. Let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. Talking about young people here. Walk in the ways of thine heart. And I did. I done what I wanted to. I did it which was right in my sight, not what was right in the sight of God. I made all the mistakes I think there was to make. And in the sight of thine own eyes, but know thou that for all these things, now this part I didn't understand. For all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. He said, I hadn't thought about judgment. All I thought about was, can I get all this done in one day? You know what I'm talking about? I can remember skipping school. I remember going to the bootlegger and buying a gallon of wine. We went down. You know, I hate to tell this stuff, this kind of stuff happened when you're young.
That's right.
We got a 67 Buick Special. It was brand new. It didn't have no miles on it. My mama's car. We went down to Austin Boat Ramp. And we played King of the Boat Dock. And I had been there quite a while, sir. We was just drinking, having a big time. And I had pushed them all off. Nobody's there. I just sidestepped them or I pushed them off. But Patrick, I was a little bit bigger than them. And a little bit stronger than some of them. But as I pushed one of them in, Brother Donnie, Judy's brother, Darrell Wilson, was behind me as I pushed Barry Coffey in. And as I turned around, he pushed me in. That wasn't no big deal, except that last board on that boat dock was missing. My foot went down in that gap between the boat dock frame and that last board. I'm an excellent swimmer. I could have swam across the lake. But here I am, my foot's in a board, in a boat ramp. I'll have to finish this message some other day. I'm trying to pay the Lord here, and it's going where I didn't expect it to go. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm fixing to drown. I couldn't get my head out of the water. I thought, I mean, it's probably 20 feet deep where I'm at. I thought, I'm fixing to drown. I'm an excellent swimmer, and there's nothing I can do about it. And I done held my breath as long as I can hold my breath. And sir, for lack of better words, I thought, I'm going to open my eyes one last time before I drown. And when I opened my eyes, there's Darrell Wilson with his hand reaching towards me. And through the water, I saw that hand. And I reached my hand up out of the water. He grabbed my hand and pulled me up out of the water. And I'm alive today because Darrell Wilson done dragged me this way.
Amen.
But he truly saved my life that day.
Amen.
He was my Savior that day, but not with seven letters. He was my Savior that day with six letters. If you know the difference between the six-letter Savior and the seven-letter Savior, you're better off because seven letters means you've been redeemed.
Yeah.
That means you've been, your sin has been paid. The other one means he saved him a car wreck and drowned him or fall off a cliff or whatever. Well, we went home, Brother Jerry, and my foot swelled up like a football. We're all trying to figure out how we're going to lie out. You know, you know how you do? Tell Mama something what didn't happen.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Mama said, what happened to your foot? I said, what did I tell her? Well, it's pathetic. Well, I told her, but she believed it. I think I told her I sprained my ankle or something, you know, something like that, you know. But it, I couldn't walk on it. I'm on crutches, you know. It was forever before I could walk on that foot again. But if I had not opened my eyes,
you wouldn't be here.
That's exactly right, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
For some reason or another, right before I was fixing to breathe in water, I could hold my breath at that time over a minute.
Amen.
So I've been in the water something about like a minute. Lay right before I'm fixing to drown, right before I drown, I decided I'd open my eyes.
Amen.
One last time. And the water was so deep where I was at, nobody could do nothing. And so here I am, get ready to breathe in water, and I open my eyes, and there's Darrell reaching from that dock to me. And in the water, I reached my hand out of the water, and he pulled me up. That's amazing. Had no idea I was going to say that. Lord, out of his way here, I guess. But it says, "Rejoice, O young man, and thy youth. Let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth." Oh, yeah. That night I throwed up. Next morning we're sitting at the breakfast table. My dad said, "What's that on your shirt, son?" I said, "Oh, Dad, this is tie-dye shirt." He said, "No, not that. What's this right here?" And I said, "I'm sorry, I got drunk yesterday." You see, it's got a way of coming out.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I throwed up that wine and stuff on that shirt. I didn't see it, didn't know it. Now, you just can't better off confess your sins, not cover them. I tried to cover it up, you know, but there that telltale sign was on my T-shirt where I threw it up. You know, made it home. It says, "Let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. Walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart." Quit complaining. Quit thinking you got it bad. Go with me to a third world country so you come back and enjoy what you got. You know, we've got, you know, old songs. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. If you live in America, you're blessed. I'll tell you that right now. I had no idea this message was going to go this way, but I don't think I got a problem with it.
Amen.
The Lord here says, "Remove sorrow from thy heart. Put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity." They just a little while.
Yeah.
There wasn't no time, buddy. Old Brother Eddie and them. Hey, I graduated from school May 30th, 1972. I was working the next day. My dad already had me a job waiting. Yeah, there wasn't no summer vacation. I'm telling you, Monday morning, I showed up at R. Darling Sons, signed my name, worked there for 32 years. Hey, man, my dad already had that took care of. He said, "I got this boy fixed up."
Amen.
Now let's get back to our text here. You know, it said, "Before the evil days come not." You just got a little while there. Leroy, you're fairly young. You're the youngest one in here. Enjoy it, you. Fix your hair.
Right.
Buy your pretty dresses. It ain't going to be no time. You're going to start noticing a little gray in there.
Right.
Won't be long you'll notice, boy, it don't look young. Got a wrinkle or two here. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Enjoy that, you. Enjoy it. God wants you to enjoy it. He said, "Before the evil days come not, nor the years gone." Now, old Brother Eddie, Lord be willing, I'll be 71 in February next year. To some of y'all, that's old. To some of y'all, that's young. But we're all in the same boat. We're all getting older by the minute. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. "For thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." You know, you don't enjoy things like you did. You don't want to go driving down the road 90 miles an hour. You just want to make a storm, make it back.
Amen.
You know what I mean? I don't want 400 horse on the hood no more. I don't want 2 4 wheels no more. I don't want 3 deuces, 4 and 4. I tell all I want is a pair of bells. I just want it to start and go. I want a seatbelt. I want an airbag. I want my car's got a signal on it. If you get too close, the dash lights up say, "Look out, stupid! You're fixing to run into somebody."
Amen.
I want all the safety features. My side mirror say, "Hey, Edith, you got somebody beside you, don't pull out." I want all that now.
Amen.
Beforehand, all I wanted was something with Lee Brooker. Amen?
Amen?
You know what I mean? I had a 66 GTO, 389, 3 deuces, 4 feet in the floor of the Hurst shelter, and I could peel out with the best of me, man. We graduated from high school, and here's Wade Barton, with I think it was a 70 Chevelle, 396, 2.4 miles, and I'm out there with that 66 GTO, with the 389, 3D. We were that flag marks, they poured bleach out on the day we graduated from high school. They poured bleach out, and we were that flag marks all the way across the parking lot at the Glasgow High School. I even went pulling on out through the basketball goal, pulling out there. Through that little road there between it and the football field, I went plumb dead. Idiots! When thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in him, I don't do that no more. Oh no. I had a flat tire on a boat trailer yesterday. Why'd you have a flat, buddy? The valve stem fell out of it. Fortunately, I had a spare at home. I went home and got it. I got it changed. And I got it home, and I was glad to get it home.
Amen.
Yeah. Ain't no fun no more.
Nope.
Try to look for an easy way. Why the sun, verse 2, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened. You just got a little while. This is going to be up for a while. It ain't going to be long. You read it. Revelation chapter 6, they're falling. They're going to fall like untimely figs. They're going to fall like that hickory nut I seen laying in the room. Somebody said, what goes up comes down. It comes down when God tells it to. Nor the clouds return after the rain. I'm going to throw this at you pretty quick here. About before the evil days come. You better remember, even though you're young, better remember one day you're going to stand before your Creator and give an account. And Romans chapter 14 verse 12 said every one of us give account of ourselves to God. Hebrews 9:27 says it's appointed unto us once to die and after that to be judged. Amen? We will give an account. Revelation chapter 20 verse 12 says you'll stand before God and the books will be open. I'm glad mine's got blank pages.
Amen.
He blotted out all my sins.
Amen.
Glory. He'll say, Lord. Nothing here. Amen, sir.
Right.
I don't want nobody to know what Brother Eddie did.
Amen.
The Lord loved me in spite of what I did.
Right.
He blotted out all my transgressions.
Amen.
How it looks like that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. For the evil days come draw nigh. The days between you and death. You notice verse 3 here. In the days when the keepers of the house shall tremble. Brother Eric is feeling dizzy. He had to go. You know, wearisome nights are pouring unto me, Job said. I got to be real quick here. There'll be days, you know, that you'll tremble. It won't be easy. You'll have to have a walker. You'll have to have a wheelchair like my wife.
Amen.
And the strong men, they won't be strong forever.
Amen.
The strong men shall bow themselves. And the grinders cease because they're few. Here's what that means. Got less. Yeah. That's what the grinders, be a few, means.
Right.
Won't be around. I guess Brother Eddie had false teeth. And don't be nobody on the front row. Sit way back. I don't want to hurt nobody. If I spit them teeth out and you get bit by them, it's your fault. Amen? Because they're few. And those that look out the windows be darkened. That's why they wear glasses. You know what I mean? You hold up there far enough or you get these glasses and you see it. Can't see as good as you see it. It says, and the doors be shut in the streets. What did I write down about that? You can't go now. Someone's got to take you there. That's why we got them transportation vans, you know. Yeah. Look here. When the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird. That's why you wake up early in the morning.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, you don't have to sleep as long now. You ain't done nothing. You know, back when we worked, Brother Patrick's still working, but back when we worked like sled dog, and you slept because you had to. Now you just sleep because you make yourself sleep. You don't even need to. You wake up early, and you hear the voice of birds singing, and the dogs of music shall be brought low. You got to have hearing aids.
Yep.
You see, what was that? What did you say? It's down low, you can't hear it no more. Also, when they that be afraid of that which is high, you don't want to you don't want to climb on nothing.
True.
I seen Carolyn push it. That smoke detector up at the burning house. She didn't get on a ladder. Yeah, we want to kind of stay down low. It don't hurt as bad if you fall down low. You don't want to be on nothing high. Fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish. If you don't hire somebody to mow your yard, Brother Jerry does a good job maintaining the yard over here, the ground over here. But if you can't pay nobody to maintain the ground, next thing you know, you got almond trees growing up. Got bushes growing up. And what do you call it? Johnson's grass growing up and weeds growing up. Yeah. Yeah, you don't mow the yard no more. Almond trees going to flourish. And the grasshopper shall be a bird. Just a little thing.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I mean, little thing like... Oh! I need to get up.
That's right.
It about kills you. Yeah. Little things become a burden. And desire shall fail. If you go ahead, I don't want... I'm just going to stay here. Yeah. Jerry said... I'm going to drive down the bowling green down there and drive around a little bit. Cause, go ahead, I believe I'll just stay here. You don't want to go? I just assume they stay right here. Desire here. The desire shall fail. You don't want to go to Walmart. I can't believe a woman would ever say that, but it could happen. Here's why. Because man goeth to his wrong home. You're getting closer to home. This ain't my home. And the mourners go about the streets. You know, you start getting your will in order. You make your funeral arrangements.
Right.
The conclusion to youth and old age is found in verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For it is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment. Whatever secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Make it right with the Lord before the evil days gone out, before it all falls through the floor, before you say, boy, I wish I'd have done that when my heart was beating like a drum of the drum. I wish I'd have went forward. I wish the old account been spread along the gulf. I wish this world myself. Right now's the time to do it. That heart ain't always going to beat like that. That invitation ain't always going to be there. The Bible says today if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Father, we thank You for the thought You give us, for the time You gave us to deliver this message. Ask Your blessings on it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Everybody stand like it. Brother Jerry and Sister Sharon sing us the first invitational hymn. If you need to come, by all means come. If you don't need to come,